Despite ongoing drought, 9 more streams have been removed from the impaired streams listing. Government agencies making the announcement Monday at the state capitol. Oklahoma Conservation Commission Water Quality Division Director Shannon Phillips is surprised by the success, especially with the ongoing drought.
The drought has been so significant and has the potential to have some very dramatic impacts, as there's less water washing into streams, so there's less dilution of the pollutants that are there. And when it does wash into streams, it carries a lot more pollutants with it because the quality of vegetation that's on the land has been that much more hampered.
The 9 streams are located statewide in Bryan, Choctaw, Cole, Garfield, Grant, Key, Logan, McIntosh, Osage, and Pontotoc counties. Phillips says for rivers to be delisted, the data has to show several years of improvement.
These are typically streams that have remained off the list for maybe 2 to 4 cycles, and that's when we're ready to say that the success has really been lasting and is going to carry out throughout variable environmental conditions.
Improvement in water quality is tied to voluntary efforts by landowners and the Natural Resources Conservation Service. State conservationist Gary O'Neill says conservation is often possible with federal financial assistance through the Farm Bill.
And a lot of these practices, like no-till conservation, cover crops, improved grazings, there's a lot of practices that have impacts on water quality. And that's the way we can show some of those improvements by getting those practices targeted in the right places through a landowner.
Also part of the success goes back to the year 2000, when the state also recognized the need for a water quality monitoring program.
And without the monitoring, you can't really show that you're having any impact. And that's the real strength of the Oklahoma system. They've had it for so long in place that we have long-term data that you can start showing impacts and how well you're addressing those.
With the latest announcement, the state has 46 total streams that have been removed from the impaired streams listing. For the Radio Oklahoma Network, I'm Leslie Smith.